Hi, babe. This is Paladina. Paladina Major, that is, the satellite station. I am hovering over, I don't know, past experiences, things that I have had regret for, but in the end, turned out to be some magical shit, yo. So, what am I talking about? First off, guys, BYOB. Be your original best works. Can't nobody be you or do you. That is your number one job in life, so go to work. I can't stress that enough. You are responsible for yourself, your own happiness, everything poured into yourself. Okay, guys, so, like I said, the satellite station right now is hovering around past experiences. Let's say, what is this? Hold on. Hold us for a minute. This is DJ Blondie, hip hop trap queen. Hold on for a minute. Like I was saying, this is DJ Blondie, the blend queen of trip hop. And this is Oasis. Check her out on her YouTube channel. Give her some love, guys. Give her some love. All right, so what am I talking about? Past experiences that started out fucked up or turned out to be enlightening. I mean, extremely powerful and enlightening. So this is a true story, guys. True story. So I'll say about 1998 or so. 1998. I got a phone call, and a friend of mine said, "Let's just use the word Keisha." Keisha's in the trap house. She's in the crack house. And we can't get her out. My dumb ass. Like, okay, let's go. And then before we get there, some dudes get in my car. I was stupid. I was seriously stupid. But anyway, so we all, the dudes, get in the car. One was her brother's friend, Keisha's brother's friend. My friend, who's a female lady, she was going with dating Keisha's brother. And so they were in the car, I was in the car, we go to the house. Everybody runs in the house, except for me, my dumb ass. I'm sitting there in the car. Yeah, I'm the getaway driver now, guys. Sirius is going. So they go in the house and stuff like that. They come out with a little portable TV back then, 1998, 13-inch box square TV. And so they come out with the TV and everything and some other little miscellaneous stuff. And then they get in the car. And I'm like, well, what happened? Where's Keisha at? She don't want to come out. We can't get her out the crack house, right? I was like, okay, well, then where are we going now? Well, we're going back home. So we hit the, you know, the road to go back home because it was like, what, 20-minute drive out from where we were at. So we get pulled over, of course, because Keisha and the crack house people call the cops because, hey, they just robbed the joint, right? It's a crack house. And the TV was evidence and stuff like that, and we black people, and we in a predominantly white neighborhood, and so here we go. These guys just happened to have on red that day. They were not fucking bloods, but of course they got arrested as bloods, and it was just a whole big mess. So yeah, we got arrested for home invasion, the whole nine yards. How dare y'all bring that ghetto hood rat shit up here and stuff in our predominantly white neighborhood? Who the fuck y'all think y'all are and stuff like that? Questions is asked. I fucking rat out on everybody because I'm not that ride or die person. That's not what I went there for. I went to save Keisha fucking ass out the crack house. Okay, so then, you know, Yeah, I got sent up. I did 7 months. I don't know what the guys got because they had other charges. They had guns. They had all this shit going on. And then the lady, my friend who I got arrested with, the woman, she got the same amount of time that I did. But I guess she caught some felonies or something like that because she was so astonished that after we got out, I lost contact with her on purpose, especially when the internet came out with Facebook and all of that. And she kept hitting me up. I didn't want to have nothing to do with her and stuff like that because, bitch, we went to jail together. Okay? So we not, you know, hanging out no more. That's good. So, because when we did finally, me and my friend finally did hook back up, I'll say in 2021, 22-ish, like when the pandemic was really like clearing up and stuff like that. Her thing was the casino, and she put me down in casino life. Yay, I'm a senior citizen. She's not. But anyway, to get back to the story, and so the guys got sent up. They did their time and stuff like that. I did my little 7 months and everything. I had misdemeanors, and I got a record behind that. But I still was able to work at the local courthouse where I was at, voters registration, the whole nine yards, like, My record never affected me. It did affect my girlfriend, because she spoke about that, saying, well, how was I able to manage that? And I was like, I don't know. I applied for everything. My record is there. You know, you write everything down. They didn't ask. You don't tell. Like, I don't know. But she had brought up that she couldn't vote and all that stuff. I don't know about her situation. I know about mine. So that happened in 1998, right? Fast forward, guys, 2015-ish. Yeah, let's say 2015-ish. I'm working at a joint called, I'm not going to say what it's called. Yeah, I'm working at a joint called Keenan House. And it's a substance abuse rehabilitation facility. So what happened was, when these people came out of, predominantly men, when these people came out of jail, they got transferred to us, especially if there was not a violent crime, especially if it wasn't a violent crime if it wasn't a violent crime, I can't think of anything else that would not have them come to the center. I mean, if it was a violent crime and it was guns and stuff involved, in it, they didn't qualify. Okay, so when they got released out of their prison sentences and they was hooked on drugs, substance abuse, they came to our facility. And it's like, it was run like it was run like Department of Corrections, DOC sort of type thing. But it was therapeutic also. Clinical aspect, you know, a group and stuff like that. I was a clinical technician. I had to give out meds, do room checks, like how you see on TV. They do the cell checks to make sure that they're not in there having sex or doing drugs and the whole nine yards. Feed them, take them to group, have therapy sessions with them, so on. And so they would have outside guests come in, you know, 12 steps and whatnot, to have group and tell their story. So one night, right, 2015, one night, here come Keisha walking through the door, y'all. Here come Keisha walking through the door, walking through the door, walking through the door, bright as day, walking through the door. Yeah, man, I was shocked too. So she come walking through the door and stuff like that with her cronies and stuff like that, like, you know, recovery, that's what it's called. It's a small community. It's a huge community, but it's a small community. And, you know, they, it's kind of like a rotating type situation. They go in and out of jail. They go in and out of drug abuse situations for longer period of times. For short period of times, they go into recovery. Sometimes they stay in recovery and off the drugs for good. Sometimes it's a repeating revolving door. I don't know what Keisha's situation is. I do know, however, that she showed up at my facility to tell her story. And I couldn't believe it. What were the chances? And that's the point that I want to make. What were the chances of me being arrested for trying to save her ass and to break her out of the damn crack house to 15 almost? I'm not doing the math. Y'all doing the math. 98 to 2015. And she shows up in my facility. Now she's a client slash patient because she stepped foot into my facility, which I am in charge of these people while they're there. And of course, you know, I couldn't approach her with anything. She looked at me and she looked like she was shook. Okay? And of course, I wanted to hear her story. And so I mentioned it to one or two of my coworkers, and they were like, oh, shit, you know, you can't approach her. You know, you can't say nothing to her. HIPAA laws and everything. And I'm like, I know that, but I work here. I wanted you guys to know just in case she said some bullshit. All right? Because she testified against me. Yeah. I was in the car waiting, you know, because they stole her. They stole a TV, the 13-inch TV that wasn't hers. It was my girlfriend's, and she wanted a TV back. She said, if you want to stay in the crack house and get high, then I want my things back. And so, you know, she testified against us. Yeah. And so it was really awkward. Okay? I just wanted to say that things that you do in your life that other people might not understand at the time or respect you for, or till this day still got shit to say to you about it or think stuff about you about it, they'll bring that up. Oh, did she go to jail? Something about a crack house? What happened? Was she in there? Was she getting high? I don't know what anybody was thinking about that situation, and I didn't really think that much about what anybody thought as much as I think about what people think about me today, if that makes any sense. But when I saw Keisha sitting, and so she went up there to tell her story, and I sat down front row, and everybody was all shook that worked with me. They was like, oh my God, she's sitting front row. She don't never hardly be in there with them. She's always on the floor or man in a bubble, the front desk. Like I said, we call it the bubble because we ran that shit like DOC. And I sat there and she started telling her story, and then we got an emergency and I had to leave to go take care of some clients that was fucking around and doing some shit they ain't had no business doing. And I got to miss her story. And that was for a reason also. It was. It really was. And I did want to talk to her afterwards, but she slipped out and I didn't get a chance to say anything. But guys, life is something else. Life will show you that every decision that you make has consequences. They can be bad. They can be good. They are consequences in everything you do in life. And if you make a decision in your to help somebody, and it might not be, because that's what the problem was. You see, they had it categorized as a home invasion, and we could have got sent down for lots and lots and lots of years with a stigma of blood gang, because they had on red and shit associated with it, FBI files, the whole nine yards, guns, the whole nine yards. But I ended up working in a drug rehab facility. Never was strung out on no drugs. I thank God for that. I thank my higher power for that. I thank the universe, whatever the hell you believe in. And I thank my lucky stars for that. But she didn't. She had a life of misery being in a crack house at her young age, and because I was older than her. And I don't know what her life was like. I have no idea what a crackhead's life is like. I don't know it. I never lived it. And I don't think it was pretty. And I don't know how long clean time she had. I don't know if she's 100% clean. All I know is that when I went to help Keisha get out that crack house, I did it for a reason, and I really hope that we had succeeded that day. I lisp. I got an impairment, but I lisp. So saying the word secession and succeed is hard. But I hope that we had got her out that day. Really, I hope we had did, because look what happened. She's in the damn recovery, the Kenan House recovery facility, telling her story amongst a whole bunch of people that's looking up to her for guidance. See that? They really don't like us, because we like the police. You know what I mean? Clinical technicians, the counselors, all of us. We like the police, the therapists and stuff. You know. But Keisha, they look up to her because she is relatable, because she's in the streets and she's been through exactly what they've been through. There are a lot of therapists who are recovering addicts. There are a lot of clinical technicians that I work with that are recovering addicts. I just happen not to be one of them, but also can relate to everybody. So, I mean, that's the story, guys. And it's a true story. And it's amazing how you could go ahead and break the law. We broke the law when we broke up in that house to try to get Keisha out of there, and she didn't want to come. And that's exactly what the judge and the DA and even my attorney told me, that you guys cannot take the law into your own hand. That's what we are for. The police, the laws, the judicial system, so on. And that's why we got 7 months. Because they knew that we wasn't in there to hurt nobody and stuff. They knew that we were in there to try to save Keisha, but we didn't go about it the wrong way. Look who the hell we brought with us. These guys had guns, but they believed our story. Because 7 months for home invasion and how everything was on. It was on the news. It made the local news, everything, guys. Yeah, I was on the local news. It's funny, but it's not funny. But I can laugh about it now, because the outcome was not that I was right. See, I told you so. The outcome was Keisha ended up being a damn crackhead for a long fucking time. And she ended up being a crackhead for a long time. And that's sad. But guys, that's the story. If you have any questions or why, I don't do that. I'm sorry. I really don't. This is therapy for me. I haven't talked about this. It came up in my head. And so that's why I don't do the, if you like, subscribe, Cash App. I don't do none of that, because that's not what this podcast is for. This podcast is strictly for me. Yes, I do post it on Facebook, because that's what I do. I share it. Maybe somebody will listen to it, get some inspiration. If you're in recovery, it's one day at a time. Follow your steps, people, places, and things. The whole nine yards, you can do it. If you're not in a recovery, then that story is very true. Stay away from drugs. Crack is not even a big deal these days. It's fentanyl. People are not coming back from it at all. They're not. Like I said, guys, DJ Blondie on YouTube. Oasis, the blend queen of hip hop. Go show us some love. Y'all hold on to this for a minute. And I'm out. And, well, not out completely, but I'm getting ready to be out. I just wanted to say BYOB, be your original Bex Works, guys. Can't nobody be you and do you. That is the number one job in your life. Focus on yourself. Seriously, you have to. I don't care if you're married. I don't care if you got kids. You need to focus on yourself, pour into yourself, build yourself up, love yourself as much as you can possibly do. Because ain't nobody else going to do that for you. No one is going to love you like how you can love yourself. And I know a lot of people like to throw the word around narcissism so much. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about loving yourself, that you put yourself first in order to keep yourself healthy. And that way you can give to other people, your family, your children, your husband, whoever, your wife. You're a god. Put your function before your structure. Okay? Put whatever it is that you want to build, put the idea first. Okay? So there's function before structure, and build something. And as always, this is Paladiner Major, that is, Satellite Station. And out.